University of Warwick podcast series on well-being, developed by the Counselling Service. This episode is focused on confidence.
Confidence is the belief and sense that particular tasks can be carried out to a particular standard. Self-confidence may refer to a specific competency, such as I can catch a ball, I can drive a car, a general ability, I am good in a crisis, or a social capacity, I'm a good listener. It is healthy to feel confident in some areas and less confident in others. Indeed, it is unrealistic to be confident about everything all of the time. However, chronic low confidence, for example, feeling underconfident about most things most of the time, can be devastating personally, professionally and socially. The effects of low self-confidence can include avoidance of situations such as social events or new challenges, an accumulation of negative beliefs, perhaps leading to a low self-esteem or depressive thinking, withdrawal from engaging or relating with other people, acute embarrassment, or distorted self-view, such as, I'm useless at everything. So, how can you move out of poor self-confidence? To develop confidence, it's important to do more of the things you know you can do well, to build on your strengths, and also accept your own limitations. Confidence tends to work to a spiral pattern. The more you do that boosts your confidence, the more confident you feel, so an upward spiral. And conversely, the more you do to undermine your confidence, such as a task for which you are under-resourced and therefore likely to fail or underachieve, the less confident you feel, creating a downward spiral. It's useful to create challenges for yourself that are achievable, so your confidence steadily builds rather than setting a very high goal, then berating yourself for not achieving it. So you could say, I will talk to one person in my group today, rather than, I'll entertain the whole group for an hour. It's important when building up confidence to acknowledge yourself. When you do display confidence, say a positive word to yourself or give yourself a pat on the back. Also, view situations where you displayed a lack of confidence as an opportunity from which you can learn from, rather than as a failure. It may be helpful to observe others whom you consider confident and learn from them, as confidence is a skill that can be learned. It's not an innate quality. It may be useful to enlist other people's help to develop your confidence. Be bold and genuine and own your fears. Try telling someone, I don't feel very confident about this, and ask for constructive feedback to help you gauge your confidence level. Ensure you're taking good care of yourself to keep a healthy mind, body and spirit, and build in some self-indulgence on occasion to give your ego a boost.
Please see the Warwick Counselling Service website for further information and links to sources of support both within and outside of the university. You may also find it helpful to talk to a counsellor in the service. We offer individual appointments, group therapy, email counselling and run workshops throughout term time focused on specific issues. You can register for counselling directly on the website or telephone the service on 02476 523 761.